research focused on Alzheimer's and Parkinson's diseases and supporting land conservation initiatives. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the Takash Quartet with pianist Joyce Yang, Tuesday, January 20th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu.
44 degrees in Lawrence, 43 in Topeka. It's 6:06.
They were going to do such big things and make such an impact on the world, and we can't snuff that light out. They're going to continue to impact the world in such a positive way.
That was Cole Naylor and Stacy Stevens remembering their daughters, Wynn Naylor and Mary Barrett Stevens.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, lots of other frequencies too, and we are always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Thank you for joining us. In just a few minutes, an overview of the NFL playoffs. We'll get you an, you know, every time I say playoffs, I need to do the Jim Mora thing. Does anybody remember this? Playoffs. Anyway, so we're going to talk about that with Becky Sullivan and then get you an update of news headlines at 6:30. At approximately 7:15, hunger in the U.S. does not look like it looks elsewhere in the world. The physical impacts on health and the psychological scars are very, very damaging. We're going to talk about that at 6:44 coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, working to address major challenges in disease prevention and treatment, sustainable energy solutions, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu.
KPR is throwing a big old party next month to celebrate the 30th anniversary of the Retro Cocktail Hour. We're hosting two concerts, one by Exotica Cocktail, another by the band Nutty. That's going to happen at Liberty Hall. We have seminars. We have a cocktail party. It's going to be great. And if you buy your tickets to see Nutty by noon on Sunday, you get a 30% discount because it's the 30th anniversary, see? Get the scoop at kansaspublicradio.org. A winter weather advisory is in effect until midnight for Clay, Dickinson, Geary, Morris, Ottawa, and Riley counties. Use caution if you have to be out and about. You could pick up a couple inches of snow tonight. The time is 6:20.
Executed in Britain. It's a completely different story to the one that I think we'd been led to believe.
I'm Sarah McCammon. The real story of Ruth Ellis on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock on your KPR stations for Weekend All Things Considered.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Times, an online news publication covering Lawrence and Douglas County since 2021 with a goal of maintaining open news access for all. News and more at lawrencekstimes.com.
News headlines coming up next. 43 degrees in Topeka, 35 in Abilene. It is 6:30.
Washington.
Stocks finished higher to end the trading week on Wall Street, the Dow up almost 0.5%. This is NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. We do have a winter weather advisory in effect until 12:01 a.m. Saturday. This is for Clay, Dickinson, Geary, Morris, Ottawa, and Riley counties. That includes Manhattan, Council Grove, Junction City, Abilene. Accumulations anywhere between 1 and 2 inches. Isolated pockets could possibly see more. You should plan on slippery road conditions in the overnight hours. In other news, state lawmakers are returning to Topeka next week for the start of the 2026 legislative session. Jay Schaefer has an overview.
Monday marks the first day of what is supposed to be a 90-day session. The House and Senate will gavel in at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, but the day will mostly be filled with ceremonial activities. On Tuesday, two big speeches are on tap. The State of the Judiciary by Chief Justice Eric Rosen, and then later that evening, Governor Laura Kelly will deliver her final State of the State address. 2026 is also an election year in Kansas. All House seats will be on the ballot, but just a handful of state Senate seats. And all statewide elected offices will also be on the ballot. I'm Jay Schaefer.
Republican leaders of the Kansas legislature have hired former Emporia State President Ken Hoesch to suggest spending cuts for the state's universities. They say the state needs to slash $200 million from the budget to adjust for recent tax cuts. Hoesch will earn up to $50,000 for 5 months of work. Democratic lawmakers called the hiring a waste of taxpayer money. Republican Representative Blake Carpenter says a former university leader will have a better understanding of wasteful spending in higher education.
They know how they operate, and they can give specific details as to where and how we can be more efficient with these higher education systems.
Hoesch recently retired from Emporia State after 3 years in charge, and during that time, he fired 30 tenured or tenure-track professors in order to cut costs. 11 of those are now suing Hoesch in federal court. 70% chance of rain and snow overnight. Little or no accumulation in the Lawrence and Topeka areas. At least none is expected. Lows tonight in the upper 20s. It's 6:35.
Supporting to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 99.5 FM in Manhattan, we are always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Historic LeCompton's Bleeding Kansas series of talks and dramatic interpretations over the issue of slavery in Kansas and the nation. Sundays from January 25th through March 1st. Details at LeComptonKansas.com.
Thank you so much for tuning in this evening. We do still have about 11 minutes of All Things Considered yet to come. If you are joining us on KPR One stations, stick around at 7:01 for news headlines. Then it's Stardate, then 2 hours of film music. It's Film Music Friday. Daryl Brogdon is your host tonight, focusing on soundtracks and scores from movies about hoaxes. We'll hear from Quiz Show, Catch Me If You Can, many, many others. That is coming up on KPR 1. If you're joining us on KPR 2 at 7 o'clock, we have Snap Judgment.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Full Circle Sustainability in Topeka, providing community education and events such as repair clinics that promote a circular economy for a more sustainable future. Details at FullCircleSustainability.org.
We do have a winter weather advisory in effect until midnight for Clay, Dickinson, Geary, Morris, Ottawa, and Riley counties. That obviously includes Manhattan, Council Grove, Junction City, Abilene, many other communities. Accumulations 1 or 2 inches. Pockets could get more. They're very concerned about snow banding. That's probably a set of words you've heard many times before in Kansas. Plan on slippery road conditions if you have to be out and about overnight. Here in Lawrence, little or no snow accumulation expected with a low in the upper 20s.
From NPR. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from this station. And from FJC, a foundation of donor-advised funds, working to maximize the impact of charitable giving and to create customized philanthropic solutions. Learn more at fjc.org. From Imaginable Futures, funding programs in the U.S. with the goal of ensuring young children and their parents get the education they need to thrive. Learn more at imaginablefutures.com. From the University of Maryland Libraries, committed to reimagining learning, advancing the public good, and empowering research that creates a better future for everyone. More at lib.umd.edu. And from the Doris Duke Foundation.
New year, new beginnings, new stories. Wherever 2026 takes us, Morning Edition from NPR News will be there. Stay informed with us every weekday.
Join us for Morning Edition, 5 to 9 a.m., Monday through Friday on your KPR stations. This Monday, your local host will be Jay Schaefer.
Support for KPR comes from SpiderArt Constructors, offering foundation repair for leaky basements, cracks, leaning walls, and waterproofing. More information on home preservation is at Spider, Spider with a Y, SpiderArtConstructors.com.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Up next, we have news headlines at 7:01, followed by start date, then 2 hours of film music. It is Film Music Friday. Daryl Brogdon, your host tonight, for a look at soundtracks and scores from movies about hoaxes. In the background, we are hearing the very unusual, not very John Williams-like John Williams score for Catch Me If You Can. We'll have a whole lot more coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, featuring Kansas City jazz music, cocktails, wine, and beer. Live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Information at greenladylounge.com.
Winter weather advisory till midnight for Clay, Dickinson, Gary, Morris, Ottawa, and Riley counties. It's 7:01 and the news is next.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Ryland Barton. A judge says the Trump administration cannot block child care and other social service funds from flowing to 5 states for now. The administration moved to block about $10 billion for the programs in California, Colorado, Illinois, Minnesota, and New York. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services says there was reason to believe there was fraud in those places, though it did not cite any evidence. President Trump says he sees Venezuela as an ally now. But as NPR's Franco Ordonez reports, Trump says the U.S. needs to be the sole superpower in the country.
President Trump says the relationship with the current leadership in Venezuela, including acting President Delcy Rodriguez, is, quote, very good.
Right now they seem to be an ally, and I think it'll continue to be an ally, and we don't want to have Russia there. We don't want to have China there.
Trump says he expects to be meeting with representatives of the new government soon, but nothing is scheduled yet. He does have a meeting set up with the Venezuelan opposition. Trump told reporters he'll be meeting with the Nobel Peace Prize winner, Maria Corina Machado, next week. He says she's coming to the U.S. to pay her regards to the country and to him. Franco Ordonez, NPR News, the White House.
As President Trump flexes America's muscles overseas, a new NPR Ipsos poll shows that Republicans and Democrats see the U.S. role in the world very differently. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports.
Most Democrats think the U.S. should focus on promoting democracy and human rights abroad, according to the poll, while most Republicans think the U.S. should focus on enriching America and should not hesitate to use military power. Kim Long was shopping for Trump merchandise at a store northeast of Philadelphia on Thursday. She supports the seizure of Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro.
He was big with drugs, and he just wasn't treating his people right. Even the people from Venezuela were happy to see him go.
A separate Reuters Ipsos poll this week found Americans were split on the move. One third was for it, a third against, and one third wasn't sure. Frank Langfitt, NPR News.
Sluggish hiring closed out a year of weak employment gains that have frustrated job seekers. Employers added 50,000 jobs in December, nearly unchanged from November's numbers. Businesses are reluctant to add workers, even as economic growth has picked up, as NPR's Scott Horsley explains.
A lot of people are working, and on average, their wages are going up faster than inflation, so they've got more money to spend. But when employees look around and don't see a lot of new jobs being added, they start to get nervous. A survey out this week from the New York Federal Reserve Bank shows people are a little more worried about losing their jobs in the next 12 months, and they're less confident that if they do get laid off, they'll be able to find a new job. So a lot of workers are just hunkering down.
NPR's Scott Horsley reporting. The Dow added almost 0.5% to a new record. You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from the Skoll Foundation, dedicated to powering social innovators to transform the world. Learn more at skoll.org. From the University of Kansas, it's your place to find NPR News, Kansas Public Radio.
Stardate, January 9th. Jupiter looks like it's wearing zebra stripes. Bands of clouds that run parallel to the equator alternate between bright and dark zebra stripes. Each one is thousands of miles wide. The stripes are a result of Jupiter's composition and its rotation. It's basically a ball of gas. It's made almost entirely of hydrogen and helium. And even though it's 11 times the diameter of Earth, it spins on its axis in less than 10 hours. That forces the clouds that top its atmosphere into bands that stretch from east to west. The bands alternate between belts and zones. The belts are darker, probably because they allow us to see deeper into the atmosphere. The zones are topped by the highest clouds. The clouds are made of frozen ammonia, which looks bright white. The belts don't have that layer. Instead, we're seeing clouds in the next layer down. Those clouds are made of water and other compounds, which are darker. The stripes are flanked by jet streams that blow in alternating directions. They can roar at hundreds of miles per hour. They keep the belts and zones separated, maintaining the zebra stripes on this giant planet. Jupiter is at its best this week. It's in view all night, and it shines brightest for the year. It looks like a brilliant star. It's low in the eastern sky in early evening and climbs high across the sky later on. The stripes are easily visible through just about any telescope. You can find out about McDonald Observatory visitor programs at mcdonaldobservatory.org. And for the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.
Kansas Public Radio with music by John Addison for a movie called I Was Monty's Double. It's the true story about actor Emmy Clifton James, who impersonated General Bernard Montgomery in order to distract the Germans from the impending Normandy invasion. What are the movies, except an elaborate hoax intended to make us believe we're traveling in outer space, or seeking buried treasure, or even falling in love? Tonight on KPR's Film Music Friday, we're going to hear about hoaxes and hoaxsters in the movies, including films like The Prince and the Pauper, Catch Me If You Can, and Quiz Show, among others. I'm Daryl Brogdon. Thank you so much for joining us. Up next is The Lady Killers, another British film. This one, a black comedy about a gang of crooks who are plotting a stick-up. They rent a room from a sweet old lady to use as a base of operations. And to cover what they're up to, they pretend to be classical musicians in need of a rehearsal space. The score is by the pioneering English composer Tristram Cary. Here's music for The Lady Killers on KPR.
Thank you. Thank you.
is music by Tristram Cary for The Lady Killers, 1955, on KPR's Film Music Friday. The story's been adapted for radio, for the stage, and as an opera, plus was remade by the Coen brothers in 2004, with Tom Hanks in the role originally played by Alec Guinness. This is Film Music Friday. I'm Daryl Brogdon. Tonight, we are hearing music from films about hoaxes. Later in this hour, music from Sherlock Holmes and Steven Spielberg's Catch Me If You Can. You know, every day you hear the difference on KPR. There's in-depth news and thoughtful, civil conversations. Our news coverage is made possible by listeners like you. More than 84% of KPR's operating budget comes from private support. Now more than ever before is the time to invest in KPR and news that matters. Now's the time to discover how you can make a difference. Contribute now at support.kansaspublicradio.org. And thanks. From the University of Kansas, your place to find Film Music Friday and NPR News is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. From 1937, that's something called Flirtation. It's from The Prince and the Pauper, all about two look-alike boys, one the newly crowned King of England, the other a poor street kid, who switch places for a time. The music is by the great Eric Wolfgang Korngold, one of his early film scores. We're hearing all about hoaxes and hoaxsters on tonight's Film Music Friday here at KPR. At 8:01, we have a news update from NPR. Film Music Friday continues all the way to 9 p.m. Support for Film Music Friday on KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, streaming quality programming anytime, anywhere, with the PBS app, featuring PBS favorites like Masterpiece, Week in Review, Antiques Roadshow, and much more on demand. Well, next, it's Sherlock Holmes. I guess the world's greatest detective has come upon at least a few elaborate hoaxes, right? That's certainly true in 2009's Sherlock Holmes, with Robert Downey Jr. as Sherlock. In this one, Sherlock Holmes is in pursuit of an occult serial killer who seemingly has black magic on his side, although not everything is as it appears to be. Music for Sherlock Holmes is by Hans Zimmer, right here on Kansas Public Radio. Music by Hans Zimmer for Sherlock Holmes. Because tonight on Film Music Friday, we're giving a listen to movies about hoaxes. I'm Daryl Brogdon. Thank you for being here. Still to come, we've got music for Capricorn One, Now You See Me, and Blowout. All that after the NPR News at 8:01. Support for Film Music Friday on KPR comes from Maselli's, preparing heat and eat breakfast, lunch and dinner items for drive-through pickup Wednesday afternoons. Gluten-free, vegetarian, and dairy-free options available. New menus weekly and online ordering at Maselli'sOnline.com. Catch Me If You Can, directed by Steven Spielberg, is based on the somewhat true story of con man Frank Abagnale, played here by Leonardo DiCaprio, who in the film is doggedly pursued by an FBI agent played by Tom Hanks. They play a little cat and mouse, and eventually Frank is caught. He starts working, however, informally with the FBI as an expert on fraud. The breezy score for Catch Me If You Can is by John Williams, and it's here on KPR's Film Music Friday. That's John Williams with music for Steven Spielberg's Catch Me If You Can from 2002 on Kansas Public Radio. This is Film Music Friday. I'm Daryl Brogdon here with the music of the movies till 9 p.m. After NPR News, we'll dive into other films about elaborate hoaxes, including Capricorn One, Now You See Me, and Quiz Show. That is all ahead in the 8 o'clock hour, so why not just stay right here on KPR. You know, if you miss the Friday night broadcast of Film Music Friday, well, you can catch up later by listening on demand at the KPR website. Simply go to kansaspublicradio.org and click on Shows to find Film Music Friday. With the free KPR app, you can stream the show right to your smartphone. Just look for Film Music Friday in the on-demand offerings. And with the KPR skill enabled on your Amazon smart speakers, anytime you say play KPR, you'll get the option to stream shows on demand, including this one. All the details on this can be found at kansaspublicradio.org. Okay, well, technically, this is not music from a film about a hoax. It's some of the music by Leith Stevens for George Pal's production of War of the Worlds, 1953. I only include that as a nod to one of the greatest hoaxes ever perpetrated, even though it wasn't apparently intended as such. That, of course, the notorious War of the Worlds broadcast in 1938 by Orson Welles in the Mercury Theater.
NPR brings you to where the stories are.
Our colleague Leila Fadel is in Syria, learning some of the secrets of a government.
His family's farm is mostly corn and soybeans. He's also president of the North Dakota Soybean Growers Association.
An exhibit at a museum in Nuuk, Greenland's capital. Our co-host Juana Summers takes us there.
This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, it's your place to find NPR News and Film Music Friday. Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City, 91.3. And KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. KPR's Retro Cocktail Hour celebrates 30 years on the air, February 27th and 28th in Lawrence, Kansas, and you're invited. Hope you'll join us for a weekend of live music, parties, and seminars. For a complete schedule of 30th anniversary activities and tickets, just visit kansaspublicradio.org. Made possible in part by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka. It's a minute past 8 o'clock and the news is next on Kansas Public Radio.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Ryland Barton. Minnesota officials are asking the public to share any video or other evidence about the fatal shooting of Renee Good by an immigration agent earlier this week. They say they're concerned by the Trump administration's decision to keep the investigation into the killing in federal hands. During a press conference, Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey says federal officials have already made their own conclusions about the case.
This is not a time to hide from the facts. This is a time to embrace them, making sure that we're pushing for transparency every step of the way. The fact that Pam Bondi's Department of Justice and this presidential administration has already come to a conclusion about those facts is deeply concerning.
The Trump administration insists that the officer who shot the 37-year-old mother of three has complete legal immunity. Federal immigration officers also shot and wounded two people in Portland, Oregon yesterday. The U.S. and Venezuelan governments say they are exploring ways to restore diplomatic ties, including reopening the U.S. embassy in Caracas. A small team of U.S. officials arrived in the Venezuelan capital today. Officials say Venezuelan diplomats will travel to the U.S. too, NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
According to the State Department, the diplomats and security officials, including Chargé d'Affaires John T. McNamara, are in Venezuela to carry out a technical and logistical assessment toward renewing ties. The government of Venezuela's acting president, Delcy Rodriguez, also confirmed the visit, which it said was to work on an agenda of mutual interest. But in a statement, officials stressed the need to address what it said was the criminal, illegitimate, and illegal aggression perpetrated against Venezuela and the, quote, kidnapping of its president, Nicolas Maduro. The U.S. and Venezuela severed relations in 2019 after Maduro expelled U.S. diplomats from the country. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Bogota, Colombia.
OpenAI and the child advocacy group Common Sense Media announced today they've dropped competing California ballot measures. As Rachel Miro of member station KQED reports, they're backing a consolidated effort to deliver AI chatbot guardrails for children.
The unlikely duo says the joint effort, which still needs to gather signatures to qualify for the ballot, promises to deliver the most comprehensive AI youth safety effort in the nation. Chris Lehane, Chief Global Affairs Officer for OpenAI, says there's great appeal for the company to partner with Common Sense Media because it has credibility with voters, lawmakers, and parents in California.
How you build this trust is incredibly important for the societal license here to be able to operate, and that's something that really resonated with us.
He added the hope is this collaboration will lead to a model other states and possibly the nation will follow. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Miro in San Francisco.
This is NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, recognizing extraordinarily creative individuals whose ideas, solutions, and discoveries expand people's expectations of what's possible. MacFound.org. From the University of Kansas, it's your place to find NPR News and Film Music Friday. Kansas Public Radio.
Thank you.
That's music by Jerry Goldsmith for Capricorn One, a 1977 film about what happens when NASA tries to fake a landing on the planet Mars. Things start to go wrong, and soon the three astronauts who participated unwillingly are on the run for their lives. Tonight on KPR's Film Music Friday, we're hearing music from films about hoaxes. I'm Daryl Brogdon, and coming up, a movie sound effects man witnesses a murder, although he doesn't realize it at first. That's the story of Blowout, and we'll hear some of the score by Pino Donaggio. It's ahead later in this hour. Support for Film Music Friday on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating options, outcomes, and opportunities for Kansas and the world. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu. Four stage magicians start robbing banks and giving the money away, using illusion and deception to get away with it. That, in a nutshell, is the plot of Now You See Me from 2016. It got a mixed reaction from the critics, but it was a box office hit, so far spawning two sequels. Here's some music from Now You See Me. The composer is Brian Tyler on Kansas Public Radio.
On KPR's Film Music Friday, music by Brian Tyler for Now You See Me, 2016. Brian Tyler used a lot of strings to get that caper music vibe, sort of like a 007 movie, and he played the drums and vibraphone himself in the score, joined by bass, conga, and piano to reflect the 1940s and 50s sound of an old-school type big band. Hoaxes and Hoaxsters, that's our theme. On tonight's Film Music Friday, I'm Daryl Brogdon. Just ahead, what happens when a look-alike takes the place of the President of the United States? We'll find out in the comedy Dave, and we'll hear music by Dave Grusin later in the hour. Your donation is the power that keeps KPR independent, public-minded, and focused on you and your community. That's how we provide culture, information, and intelligent entertainment. KPR's everything, you make it, and so much more. I know KPR matters to you, and your support matters to KPR. So why not contribute now at kansaspublicradio.org, and thanks for your support. From the University of Kansas, it's your place to find Film Music Friday and NPR News. Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 in Manhattan, and online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Thank you.
That's from the movie Blowout, directed by Brian De Palma, music by Pino Donaggio, from 1981. It's about a movie sound effects technician played by John Travolta who accidentally records the sound of a murder and soon finds himself hunted by the killer. Still to come on KPR's Film Music Friday, we'll hear about a hoax played out on live TV in Robert Redford's movie Quiz Show. That's in about 15 minutes. Support for Film Music Friday on KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the Takash Quartet with pianist Joyce Yang, Tuesday, December 20th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. Well, next, it's a movie called simply Dave from 1993. Presidential lookalike Dave Kovic makes some money on the side by impersonating the president at car dealerships and grocery store openings. But when the real president is incapacitated by a stroke, Dave is recruited to pull off an elaborate hoax by posing as the real president. This is a delightful old-fashioned movie comedy, helped by appearances from real politicians and newscasters. Here's a bit of the music composed for the film by Dave Grusin on KPR. Thank you. Dave Grusin with some of his score for the political comedy Dave, 1993, right here for you on Kansas Public Radio and Film Music Friday. Tonight, we're hearing music for and about hoaxes, and we've got one more to share with you in a minute. Then we've got NPR News at 9:01. So next, it's another true life tale of an incredible, audacious hoax. It's Quiz Show from 1994. Robert Redford directed this story of the 1950s Quiz Show scandals, where it's discovered that the producers of NBC's 21 and other shows are rigging the outcomes by providing answers to some of the contestants. Ralph Fiennes plays Charles Van Doren, a young professor at Columbia University who's brought in on the scam and then struggles with his conscience. Let's give a listen to music by Mark Isham for Quiz Show on KPR. Music there by Mark Isham for Quiz Show, about the notorious TV quiz show scandals of the 1950s, right here on KPR's Film Music Friday. I'm Daryl Brogdon. Thank you for joining us tonight on Film Music Friday. Hope you'll come back in a week for more music of the movies. NPR News is next, followed by Jazz in the Night, right here on KPR.
Hey, it's A. Martinez. Checking the news these days might feel like a lot, but staying informed should be approachable.
So what's the situation there like now?
It should give you perspective.
What to you is the most significant thing that Pope Francis did?
And really, sometimes it should make you smile.
Apparently there are also therapy llamas. Of course, NPR is all over the story.
This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, it's your place to find NPR News and Film Music Friday, Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City, 91.3, and KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Full Circle Sustainability in Topeka, providing community education and events such as repair clinics that promote a circular economy for a more sustainable future. Details at fullcirclesustainability.org. KPR's Retro Cocktail Hour celebrates 30 years on the air, February 27th and 28th in Lawrence, Kansas, and you're invited. Hope you'll join us for a weekend of live music, cocktail parties, and seminars. For a complete schedule of 30th anniversary activities and tickets, just visit kansaspublicradio.org. Made possible in part by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka. Our time's coming up on a minute past 9 o'clock. Stay tuned for the news from National Public Radio, followed by Jazz in the Night, which continues all night long. That's here for you on Kansas Public Radio, broadcasting from the University of Kansas. It's a minute past 9 o'clock.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Ryland Barton. Officials in Minnesota continue to push the Justice Department to include state police in the investigation of the killing of a Minneapolis woman by an immigration agent. Matt Sepik of Minnesota Public Radio reports.
Democratic U.S. Senators Tina Smith and Amy Klobuchar say in a letter to Attorney General Pam Bondi that excluding state authorities from the investigation, quote, raises serious questions about its objectivity. Hennepin County Attorney Mary Moriarty is asking the public for any evidence that they may have of the killing of 37-year-old Renee Good, but Moriarty concedes that the FBI controls key evidence that she'd need to make a charging decision.
The FBI currently has, for example, Ms. Good's car, the shell casing, and witness interviews.
Vice President J.D. Vance says, quote, a bunch of radicals in Minneapolis should have no part in the investigation. For NPR News, I'm Matt Sepik in Minneapolis.
The Venezuelan government has begun releasing some political prisoners, NPR's Eder Peralta reports.
The president of the National Assembly, Jorge Rodriguez, announced Venezuela would release an unknown number of political prisoners as a, quote, gesture to seek peace. As soon as the news began to circulate, family members began gathering outside the notorious Elio Coide prison in Caracas. Frances Fernandez was hoping her husband, a journalist who has been in jail for 20 months, would be released. We're nervous and anxious. We have all kinds of emotions, she said. By late evening, some prisoners, including a former presidential candidate, started to be released. They were received by families with hugs and tears. Ada Peralta, NPR News, Cúcuta, Colombia.
Environmental experts warn that President Trump's plans to restart Venezuelan oil exports could intensify ecological damage. Venezuela's heavy crude is among the world's most carbon and methane intensive, raising concerns that any expansion would worsen climate impacts. Governments in multiple countries are demanding action from X after the social media platform's chatbot made a flood of fake images sexualizing real peoples. NPR's Ho Jing Nan has more.
Over the holidays, people use prompts like put her in a bikini to edit photos of women and sometimes children and make high volumes of non-consensual sexual imagery using Grok X's AI chatbot. Since public backlash, X has limited the ability to generate AI images to paid users. But that was not good enough for the British government. Technology Secretary Liz Kindle spoke to Sky News on Friday.
It is insulting to say that you can still access this service if you pay for it. X needs to get a grip and get this material down.
The UK, alongside governments like India, Brazil, and the European Union, are launching investigations demanding takedown of illegal content, and some could suspend access to Grok. Huo Jingnan, NPR News.
It's NPR. NASA says the SpaceX capsule carrying the four members of Crew 11 is set to undock from the International Space Station in the middle of next week. NASA announced yesterday it's ending the mission about a month early after a crew member developed a serious medical condition. The unnamed astronaut is described as stable with an unknown ailment. The splashdown off the coast of Southern California is expected around 3:40 a.m. Eastern Time on January 15th. The owner of a Swiss bar where more than 40 people died in a New Year's Day fire has been arrested. NPR's Terry Schultz says prosecutors are calling him a flight risk.
Prosecutors have placed Jacques Moretti in pretrial detention. Moretti and his wife and co-owner are being investigated for homicide by negligence and other crimes related to the fire that broke out in their bar in the resort town of Crans Montana as revelers celebrated the New Year. They say they will cooperate fully with the probe. Authorities say there had not been proper safety checks on the establishment and that those responsible for the oversight must also be brought to justice. The French and Italian presidents joined Swiss mourners at a ceremony to commemorate those who lost their lives in the fire. More than half were teenagers. 116 people were injured, many of them severely. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz.
A federal judge has dismissed pioneering hip-hop duo Salt and Peppa's lawsuit to reclaim ownership of their master recordings from Universal Music Group. The court sided with the recording giant, saying the group never owned the copyrights to their masters. UMG argued the recordings were, quote, works made for hire, preventing rights reclamation. I'm Ryland Barton. This is NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Fisher Investments. As a fiduciary, Fisher Investments is obligated to act in their clients' best interest. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. This is NPR.
trumpeter Andy Henderson and the first of two tunes by Miles Davis called Milestones. This one came out originally Milestones in the late 40s, and it's on the 1989 album Phantoms from trumpeter Eddie Henderson's quintet to open tonight's Jazz in the Night. Wayne Dockery, Victor Lewis, bass and drums, Kenny Barron at the piano, Joe Locke on vibes, and we'll hear from one of Joe's own albums next hour on Jazz in the Night. In a bit, solo performance by singer and pianist Dina DeRose live in Belgium. And later on, out of the vinyl vault, the great Cedar Walton from a 1968 LP called Spectrum. But right now, new music. It's pianist Lisa Hilton, her new album Extended Daydream, and a piece she wrote called Momentary Mystery. Lisa Hilton on KPR. Thank you. Lisa Hilton, and I think that one has an appropriate name, the tune Momentary Mystery. J.D. Allen, the saxophonist there, Rudy Royston, drums, Lucas Curtis, bass, pianist Lisa Hilton. On some of the tracks, there's also trumpeter Igmar Thomas. In just a bit, one of my favorite albums from last fall, young pianist Sean Mason.